the power, you know, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me this morning about the power of an announcement. And the Bible said that Jesus, on the great day of the feast, I was reading, on the great day of the feast, made an announcement. And he said, if anybody is thirsty, let him come and drink. And out of his innermost being, out of his belly, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And it was an amazing. And I was just thinking today, excuse me while I put a cough drop in. Will you wait just a moment? Thank you very much. When you minister 14,000 times, your voice gets a little bit raspy from time to time. So I was thinking today, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me today about the power of an announcement. Jesus stood on the great day of the feast, and he made an announcement, if anybody thirsts, let him come. I was I was at a restaurant one day with a couple of friends of mine, and it was a pretty fancy restaurant. We were sitting at a table, and we were talking about the things of God, and we were talking about the blessings of God and what God had been doing in our lives, when suddenly this man, one of these men, I was with two men, one of these men stood up and he said, excuse me, everybody. I was thinking, what in the world is he doing? He said, I want to make an announcement. And suddenly everybody put their forks down, and I was thinking, oh, if I can get under this table, I'm going to get there fast. He said, I want to make an announcement to all of you here in the steakhouse today that Jesus loves you, and he died for you, and if there's anybody that wants to come to Jesus and know Jesus, I'm going to pray with you right now. And the lady that was our waitress and standing there, she said, I do. And so right in the steakhouse, he led people to Jesus. He led this lady to Jesus. Other people got saved. The owners of the restaurant, they did not say a word. They did not say, now look, you can't do that here. I mean, it was just like the Holy Spirit just kind of froze everything in time. And people came to know the Lord because of that announcement. So the power of an announcement. And I'm going to make some announcements today. Now, sometimes people get bored when you make announcements. Huh? Yeah, if you open that for me, that'll be great. The power of an announcement. Thank you so much. Because sometimes people get bored. Sometimes people want to go out, take a restroom break, or visit with somebody while the announcements are made. But the Holy Ghost has just been speaking to me about the power of an announcement. I'll never forget, I have a friend, and he has a daughter, and she came in one day and asked me to pray with her. And she said to me, I've had 7 miscarriages, and now I'm pregnant again. But I don't want to tell anybody, because I've told on several times I've gotten pregnant. And I tell my friends, and then I have a miscarriage, and I have to say, well, I had a miscarriage and the baby didn't live, so I'm not going to tell anybody. I said, no, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go tell everybody. And you're going to make an announcement to everybody that you know, whether it's on Facebook, on Twitter, whether it's on your job, everybody you meet, you're going to say these words, I'm going to have a baby. The power of an announcement. And so she did. I prayed with her. I broke the spirit of fear. I broke the fear of it happening again. You know, sometimes we can have fear that something we've had before will happen to us again, or something that's happened to us will happen again. And the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so I just broke the spirit of fear. She went out there, started telling everybody. I was on the phone just last Sunday coming back from Fort Worth, Texas, where Gene and I ministered last Sunday. And I was on the phone with my friend. He was talking about his granddaughter, Zoe, who is now 5 years old, the daughter of his daughter, Julie, that I prayed for 5 years ago, over 5 years ago. That you go out, Julie, and you make the announcement, I'm going to have a baby. And she did have a baby. Her name is Zoe, and her daddy just took her fishing last week. Caught her first fish. Hallelujah. The power of announcement. And sometimes people are cheated out of a blessing. Sometimes people are cheated out of things that God wants to do in their lives because they never announce it. They never speak it. The power of your words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, whose name is Jesus, His Son, and we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so when we follow the proper progression, which is hear something and see something and say something and do something, things begin to happen in our lives. We hear it, and we see it, but somehow we don't have enough faith to say it. And when we say it, we speak our worlds into existence. Saying and declaring those things that are not as though they already were. I already have a baby. So you got to say something. Hear something, see something, say something. I was driving down the streets of New York City not too long ago on my way to India. And the big sign, and there's several big signs in downtown New York City. It said, see something, say something. Oh, that's, man, that's fantastic. That's a Holy Ghost anointed billboard. See something, say something. So we must declare what we see and what we hear. The power of an announcement. I saw Gene Gentry at a little Assembly of God church in Walters, Oklahoma, on a Friday night. Her cousin Elsie Davis brought her to church. And I took one look at her and made an announcement. I did. To my friend, one day I'm going to marry her. I saw her one time and made an announcement. And I did. Hallelujah. I got her to marry me when we were teenagers, so she wouldn't know any better. And so, I've loved her all of her life, and practically all of my life. 52 years I've been married to her. I made an announcement. I'm going to marry her. And there's so many people that live only a half a life. Only a partial life because they are afraid to make an announcement. The power of your words. Hallelujah. Jean and I were in a church leading several weeks of meetings. And the guy that I was ministering with, powerful man of God, stood one night and he said, Dale and Jean, I see y'all living in a big house with a big screen. I see you living in a big house with a big screen TV. Now, what he did not know was that we had sold our house and we took the equity and gave it to a church that we were going to burn the mortgage on. So we didn't have any money. We were living in a little duplex because we'd given away our equity. So how could we do it? We didn't have any money. But the power of an announcement. I'm not talking about things happening in the realm of the natural. I'm talking about things happening in the realm of the supernatural. Because when you do something, God does something. So, that night, after the service, a man came up and gave me the money to buy me a big screen TV. Because the Lord said, you're going to live in a house, a big house with a big screen TV. Now, some people laughed at that because they said, God's not interested if you have a big screen TV. I don't believe that God is up in heaven looking at some little 12-inch screen. I believe that God has a big screen television. I believe it's big. And he gets all the channels at one time if he wants to. He's a magnificent God. So why wouldn't he want me to have a big screen TV? So a man came up and said, here's a check for a big screen TV. So we went back to Fort Worth and we bought us a big screen TV, put it in the living room of the duplex. It just covered almost the whole living room. So Gene, hear something, see something, say something, do something. So she went out and started looking for big houses. Now, if you don't have any money, you might as well look at a big house as a little house. Huh? Because he didn't say, I see you living in a little house. He said, I see you living in a big house with a big screen TV. So we needed a big house to put our big screen TV in. Hallelujah. God is into big. That's why I'm carrying around a big Bible. Because the Lord, I was carrying a little Bible, and the Lord said, go get you a big Bible, because I'm doing big things this year. So I got me a big Bible, which represents, when I look at it, God doing big things. Because he is the God of the big. He is a big God, and all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. And I'm getting loud because my dad, when I first started preaching, he said to me, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. Hallelujah. So Jean got out and started looking for big houses. Every day she'd be gone. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to find me a big house. I said, you know, we don't have no money. We gave all of our money away. He said, well, I'm going. And one Sunday afternoon, trying to take my Sunday afternoon nap because I'd gone down to West Columbia, Texas, and I was preaching, she called me and said to me, Dale, I found our house, and I want you to pray. She said, I found it. She said, it has all of my colors. It's brand new. It's got a 3-car garage. It's a 2-story. It's in a gated community. It's across from a little duck pond. It's a big house, Dale. She said, you got to pray. I said, how do I pray? She said, well, I met with a man a while ago. It had her for sale sign, but I called him anyhow. And he came, and I said to him, sir, I want to lease this house. And he said to me, ma'am, there's not a for lease sign out here. Do you see that sign? It says for sale. and you call me over here to lease this house, and I'm selling this house. I built this house for me and my family, but my kids love the neighborhood. They love the kids that they're in, that they and around the neighborhood, the area they're in, and so I'm just going to sell it, but it's not for lease. She said to him, sir, I want to lease your house. Now, Jean Gentry's very quiet, but she's like a bulldog. I mean, once she gets hold. So she said, I gave him my phone number and told him to call me. And she said, Dale, you got to pray with me right now. So I began to pray with her. In the name of Jesus, we declare that this is our house, that this man will lease this house, this big house. So she called me back in a little while and said, Dale, he told me to meet him at McDonald's and he'd sign the lease. The power of an announcement, because Gene Gentry said, I'm going to live in a big house with a big screen TV. And we lived there for several years and finally bought the house. It was a wonderful experience. We loved that area. Gated community, big house. There were even some million-dollar houses around us. And we lived there because of the power of an announcement. I'm going to live in a big house with a big screen TV. We put our big screen TV up there. And our kids and grandkids made lots of wonderful memories in that house. Hallelujah. The power of an announcement. I was ministering in a church in Florida. I've been there for 11 weeks. I've been there for 11 weeks. And on the final Sunday of the 11th week, as I was taking my prayer walk, as I do most Sunday mornings, I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell the people, make an announcement that in 60 days, you're going to come back and burn the mortgage on this church. So I said to the pastor, I have an announcement to make this morning, so we'll just make it. So I got up and I said, I've been here for 11 weeks, and this is my final Sunday here, but I will be back in 60 days. I just want to make an announcement. I'm going to be back in 60 days, and I'm going to burn the mortgage on this church. And I said to the pastor, how much do you owe in this church? He said, $574,000. I thought, oh, God. Did you ever say something and then say, what did I say? Or what have I just said? But the power of an announcement. I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to live in a big house with a big screen TV. Is anybody thirsty? If you're thirsty, today is the day Jesus said you're going to come and drink. It's going to be water that, well, you won't have to go back and get another drink of it every 10 minutes or every 30 minutes or every 2 hours. It'll be you won't thirst again when you start drinking this water. The power of an announcement. So I just made the announcement. I said, I'll be back in 60 days. I came back in 60 days, and they'd raised $374,000 came in. But $200,000 was missing. And I stood up on the final day and I just said, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I made an announcement I was going to burn the mortgage, and I will burn the mortgage today. And a lady stood up and said, I want to make a pledge that I said, no pledges, no, it's all cash today. All cash. Hallelujah. One of Gene and I's favorite Mexican restaurants in Fort Worth is just all cash. Huh? They're not going to take no pledges, no commitments, no cards, no checks. It's just all cash. Cash only. And they just do all kinds of business. So I said, no, it's coming in today. And everything seemed to get, it got down to about $60,000. It was like that was it. But I came to burn the mortgage. So what was I going to do? Sometimes you just get out on a limb. But I had made the announcement, 60 days, I'm coming to burn the mortgage. And I said, I'm not coming back to burn the mortgage. I'm burning the mortgage today. And through the door came the children, and they started bringing money. And something just broke, and the money just started flowing. And finally, the pastor saw it, and he knew that money was coming in, so he just got up and said, this is the announcement that I've always wanted to make. I'm going to make an announcement right now. Quit bringing money. Don't bring any more money. He said, I've always wanted to say that all of my ministry, all of my life, there's plenty of money. Don't bring no more money. Folks, I believe that God is in the extra business. Extra, extra. Read all about what he's going to do at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. I declare there's going to be more than enough in this house, more than enough in many of your businesses, more than enough in many of your bank accounts, more than enough, more than you really expected. So you just say, God, no more. I just can't handle any more. Huh? For he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider, which means he is the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. So we burned the mortgage that day. Hallelujah. The Lord told me this morning that I needed to make an announcement, another announcement to this church that on the, because I've been invited to minister at the 30th anniversary celebration. I'm just going to make an announcement that on that day we'll burn the mortgage of Bill and Sue Hart's home. Just burn the mortgage on their home. You say, well, how are we going to do that? Well, there's plenty of money. Some of you may be millionaires before that. That's October, November. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gene and I will participate. Hallelujah. We don't own our own home, so we don't have any equity to give, but we'll get some money. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost when I said that. So we'll celebrate 30 years of this church's existence, but we'll celebrate the couple that came and laid down their lives 30 years ago. And I can tell you, by knowing them for 26 years and helping make the journey, it's not all been milk and honey. Huh? There's been some treacherous days and some days of difficulties, but when we meet in October, November, and celebrate the 30th anniversary of this church and the 30th anniversary of the founders, it will be a day of celebration when we burn the mortgage on their house. Because no couple ought to pastor a church for 30 years and have a note on their home. Hallelujah. My pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, I said it's not right for them to have a mortgage on their home. So I just got up and raised the money. We burned the mortgage. We burned the mortgage on the church, too. Because I love to burn mortgages and dedicate babies and read prophecies. Hallelujah. Now, I have a little more right to say these things since now I'm a part of this church. Huh? Hallelujah. You really want me to stay. So I just make an announcement. We're just burning the mortgage. They're not going to, you know, my pastor's not going to have a, and his wife's not going to have a, they're not going to have a mortgage payment every month. No, can't happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just making the announcement. I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, about the power of an announcement. 1994, let's see, I'm not sure if I got a few more minutes. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel something jumping and leaping around here. Something gets jumping in your belly. The Holy Ghost. God birthing something. I just believe as I speak, something is being birthed in your spirit this morning. He said, don't remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, I'm going to do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall leap forth. It shall spring forth. Gene and I went to Fort Worth, Texas, 1994, for a few days of revival meetings. And you say, well, what is a revival? A revival is anything you need. Huh? Hallelujah. If your marriage gets put back together, that's a revival in your marriage. Huh? If your business comes back together, it gets revived, that's a revival in your business. So revival is anything you need. But the Lord just, the pastor said, our church needs reviving, so we just went. And we started praying. And we prayed for 5 weeks, morning and night. And I just lead prayer, prophesy, like I've been doing this week. And finally, the Lord just began to work. And one night, we'd been there for 5 weeks, and a woman came to me and said, God's restored my marriage. My husband and I have been divorced for 19 years. And my husband's come back. So the Lord said, I want you to make an announcement and make the announcement that revival has begun in this church. And so I just got up and I said, I just want to make an announcement. God is about to do something incredible in this house. And I began to announce what I saw that God was going to do. Then it just went on for 26 weeks and I wrote a book about it. I found a copy. During the 5th week, a lady came to me during one of the evening services, shared a testimony. And then I said, things began to happen. A man paralyzed for 11 years was healed in one of the morning services. As he went running, leaping, and praising God, a spirit of faith was released. And others began to receive their healing. That very evening, a woman was healed of a tumor in her stomach the size of a cantaloupe. The next morning, the tumor completely disappeared. Revival days were here again. And it just started. And incredible things, miracles began to happen. A woman that was legally blind, was the next morning when she awoke, she could not see when she put her glasses on, but when she took her glasses off, she could see. And incredible things happened. We prayed for a woman who was to have cancer surgery. When the doctors operated, the cancer was gone. The two doctors were saved. The woman got saved. One of her sons also received salvation. We prayed for a woman's 33-year-old daughter to be saved. Shortly thereafter, she called her mother at midnight requesting salvation. Her mother led her in the sinner's prayer. She accepted Jesus right then and there. Hallelujah. Here's a lady, that young lady. Here's one that says, on Sunday night, August 21st, I received a miraculous healing. 7 years ago, I had extensive surgery on my right side, which severed most of the muscles and ligaments. 7 months ago, I began to have increasing pain that left me with very limited movement in the right arm. The pain was very severe when I went down to be prayed for. I could not reach any further back than the front of my right side. You told me to squeeze your hand, and I did. The pain would leave. The pain left as I pressed harder and harder on your hand. Suddenly, I had full movement without pain. Praise Jesus. A young lady wrote me and said, I've only attended early morning prayer for 3 to 4 weeks. This is what has happened. I've stopped smoking after 18 years of heavy smoking. I've been healed in my stomach. I could only eat certain foods, had serious attacks, which lasted for 30 minutes at a time. I'm developing a serious prayer habit. Hallelujah. Here's one that said, I've skipped school for the past 3 days to be in the meetings. I attend school at North Texas State University in Denton, Texas. I must leave now. I have to go to school now because if I miss 4 days, my teacher will drop me. May God bless you. Here's one that said, we prayed for a boy 9 or 10 years old Sunday night who was totally deaf in one ear. He was instantly healed. Here's one that said, I don't know when a period of my life has brought about such positive changes as have the last few weeks of early morning prayer. The time has been so meaningful that during one period I came to prayer, went to work, worked about 23 hours, and came back to prayer before going home to rest. God has also used this discipline to help in my business. My income has multiplied fivefold since all of this began. Hey, 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 hey. Here's one that said, the full-time counselor here declares she has mixed emotions about the prayer revival continuing. She says her counseling load continues to diminish as a result of people being ministered to in the services. She said she may be without a job very soon. Hallelujah. All is the result of an announcement. Revival is here. The Lord just said, you got to make an announcement. It has begun. And I'm just making an announcement this morning that God is about to do extraordinary things in a way that we've never seen in this house. Hallelujah. And I'm to announce that people are going to be received and released, received and released. Hallelujah. There's going to be a lot of going and coming. Hello, goodbye. Because people are coming to this house to receive, to be trained, to be mentored, to be established, to be renewed. People that give up on Jesus, people that give up on the ministry, people giving up on business, they're coming back to receive a new touch. My grandpa Wilson, he was in his 90s when he came to the church that I was pastoring, and he said, Dale, I want to testify. So it was a Sunday morning. I said, well, Grandpa, you just get up and testify. He said, I just want to say that some of you get a little touch, and then you go back. He meant touch, but he couldn't say touch. He said, you get a little touch, and you go back. And then you get a little touch, and you go back. You get a little touch, and you go back. He said, you need to quit going back. So we're going straight forward. And people that's been getting a touch and going back, they're going to come here, and they're going to get something. They'll never go back again. Hallelujah. So the glory of God in this house is going to attract people. And once they get here, they're going to receive something that is very deep. The power of an announcement. Hallelujah. I'm in the ministry today because God called me to preach on a June night when a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson came to our church in Wichita Falls, Texas. And the Lord called me to preach. I was a country disc jockey, newscaster, sportscaster. Because that's the only thing I dreamed about since I was 12 years old. And then God called me to preach. And I began to tell everybody, I'm a preacher. Now, I didn't say I'm called to preach. I said, I'm a preacher. I want to make an announcement. I'm a preacher. And they would say to me things like, no, you're a disc jockey. You're a sports cat. You're a radio announcer. You're a country music guy. I said, no, I'm a preacher. I said, I'm a preacher, never preached a sermon. But it is what it is. And that's all that it is. If you're a preacher, you're a preacher. You may say, I'm a missionary, but you've never been to Africa. Or you've never been to China, or you've never been to Czechoslovakia, or you've never been to other nation. But if you are a missionary, you are a missionary. When I got a prophetic word that I was going to go minister to the White House, I began to say, I'm going to the White House. And I'd never been there, but I'd already been there. Because I'd been there in my dreams. Well, if you can see it here, you can have it there. I'm going to say that again because some of y'all are not getting it. I say, if you can see it here, you can have it there. And the problem is you're afraid to say it. You're afraid to declare it. Gene has a relative. It was a pastor in Oklahoma City, and a man came to the church to join the church with a $1 million check in his pocket because the Holy Ghost said to him, I want you to go to church tonight, and I want you to give $1 million. But the pastor was afraid to ask for $1 million. So he only asked for $1,000. Everybody give $1,000, y'all stand. Because he'd ask people to give $100. It was a missionary night. $200, $500. Then finally, the ultimate that he could ask for, although it was in his spirit, $1 million, he couldn't say it. Some of you just can't say it. Because you somehow have bought into the lie that wonderful things are never going to happen to you. That it may happen to somebody else, but it can't happen to you. It may happen to another church, but it could not happen in this place. But I'm here to tell you that God this morning is a God of more than enough. You say, well, it's not morning now. Well, it is in California. Those of you watching by California or Colorado. So he said, everybody, I want to make an announcement. Everybody give $1,000, you stand. So several people stood, including the guy that brought a check for $1 million. And I know he had a $1 million check. He could have done it because he owns Hobby Lobby. So he took the $1 million check back home. And the Holy Ghost said, I thought I told you to give $1 million. He said, I only asked for $1,000. He only asked for $1,000. So here you are. Here you are. God wants you to make an announcement, but you want to make a lesser announcement. Huh? But somebody's waiting to help you. God is waiting. God is setting up divine appointments and divine connections in your life. He's putting things in your heart. But the power of your words, the power of the announcement, I'm going to have a baby. I've had 7 miscarriages, but I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to live in a big house with a big screen TV. I'll be back in 60 days. To burn the $574,000 mortgage on this church. I'll be back in October, November to burn the mortgage on the pastor's house. There is a revival. The Lord said, make the announcement. There is a revival in Fort Worth. And so I just got up. Now, I want to just have an addendum here. Do you know that God is a God that repeats history? You know the history repeats itself? In 34, there was great open-air meetings. In 54 came the tent meetings and the healing campaigns that Oral Roberts and others were involved in. In 74, the Jesus movement came. In 94, the revival in Fort Worth and other places and broke out in Pensacola. It started, actually, I think, in 95, but really was brewing in 94. And in Toronto and other places. Now, here we are at another 20-year increment. 20 years later, here we are in 2014. And I've discovered going back and studying history that every 20 years something supernatural begins to happen. And here we are again. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Get on your feet. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm about to lose my composure. I may start throwing water bottles here in a moment. Hallelujah. Because I believe these are days when God is showing himself strong. The eyes of the Lord, the Bible said, run to and fro, up and down the earth, seeking for an occasion to show himself strong. He's looking, 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 looking. And I'm just saying, hey, here, Lord, here. How about me, Lord? I'm looking for the day when, you know, Gene and I, we love watching Millionaire. Who wants to be a millionaire? Me, Lord. Huh? So I love watching Cedric the Entertainer. And when they start running out of time, he takes his microphone and he says, Who is it can I choose to go for $1,000? And everybody will be cheering, lifting their hands. Me, 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 me. How about me? And everybody's got their hands up and they're jumping around. And so I just declare we need to get in the mood this day and say, Lord, how about me? I mean, if you're going to do it every 20 years, I know you're doing something in between, but this must be a special time because you really do wonderful things every 20 years, 20-year increments. How about me? I can't believe there's not more people saying, how about me? I believe the Lord's looking down. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth, seeking vindication to show himself strong. And somebody needs to say, how about me, Lord? Me. Pick me, Lord. Choose me, Lord. Some of you may say, well, I'm not worthy. I'll come off of that. Have we all sons and daughters of God? Huh? How many of ever you said to your children, oh, you're not worthy. I'm not going to do anything for you. You're not worthy. No, no. How about me? Somebody needs to get your hands up. Hey! Somebody needs to make a sound. Hear something, see something, say something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, somebody make a sound with me. Hey. That's a sound of victory. Hey, that's a sound of receptivity. Hey, me, Lord, me, Lord, me, Lord, me, Lord, me, Lord, me. How about me, Lord? How about me? Hallelujah. How about me? Come on, get your hand up. How about me, Lord? How about me? Hey! Hallelujah. I'm prophesying that people from the north, south, east, and west come into this church because of signs and wonders and miracles. But when they get here, God is going to zap them and he's going to go deep inside of them and do something in them that they have never experienced. Hallelujah. The Bible said that after the day of Pentecost, the people went everywhere out of that place, making an impact on their city and the cities of the nation and the world. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Hallelujah. I receive, I receive. Now, we're going to make an announcement. I dare you. I double dare you. Red Rover, Red Rover. Let Dale come over. I double dare you to make an announcement today about what you see God doing in your life, what's in your heart, what you believe is going to happen concerning ministry, finances, ownership, whatever it may be. The prophet said to David, you do whatever's in your heart, for the Lord is with you. And there may be some things that are in your heart that you've not been telling anybody, but it's in your heart today. And we're going to practice what we preach today. We're going to say something. We've heard it, we've seen it, and we got to say it so we can do it. So before you leave, we're going to make an announcement. I've warned you now. I've warned you three times. I've warned you three times. Hallelujah. This preacher was preaching, and he kept saying, Jesus saying, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. And he said it with such exuberance that he fell off the platform, and he fell into the lap of a woman on the front row. And he said, oh, excuse me, ma'am. She said, no problem. You warned me three times. She's coming soon. I love it when I have some music to back me up here. A little jazz on a Sunday afternoon. I've warned you three times. And you're going to declare it with your mouth. You're going to make an announcement. You're going to make it today. You're going to make it in a few seconds. And you're going to go out of here and you're going to make the announcement. Whatever's in your heart. It may be very carnal in the eyes of man. Huh? But it's in your heart. So here we go. Are you ready? Are you really ready? One, two, three, announce it. Make an announcement. Say it one more time. I can't hear you. Now I think we ought to praise God for it. Now we thank God in advance. Come on, somebody, get your hands up and praise God with me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sing something.